when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Well, you don't always think of Barbra Streisand and Quiet Nights. You don't even think of her as a quiet star or even Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars. But there she is with a beautiful Rodgers and Hart number from On Your Toes. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM. Now, our station call numbers are WLIW. That wonderful PBS station that's halfway between Broadway, New York City, and Main Street, Long Island. We welcome them as our new station going forward. I am speaking to you tonight, not from any kind of Hamlet anywhere, but from the quiet of my guest room. Because, yes, indeed, as we all know, we're in a world of social distancing. But the show must go on. And we are doing our live broadcast every week through very strange means, but we'll all make sure our editor, Sal Lerner, puts it together in New York City and sends it out to you. I thought today would be a good day, a good afternoon, to listen to songs of social distancing. Today's episode is called Sing Me a Song of Social Distance. Kind of nod of the hat, tip of the hat to Harold Rome's song from Pins and Needles, Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. And I don't mean to be flip or silly, but there's so many songs in the Broadway musical theater canon about isolation, about being alone, about wishing you could connect with people, often connecting with loved ones or romantic partners. So let's go through some of the list and see what we come up with. Irving Berlin, one of the most prominent maybe the prominent composer of the 20th century, had his share of tragedy too. In 1912, after he got married, his wife, his first wife, passed away of a typhoid fever. And there's a sense of loneliness and distance in a lot of his early songs from the teens and 20s. This is from, or was interpolated into, the Music Box Review of 1924, which he produced as well. And it's the voice of Connie Boswell, a woman we haven't heard nearly enough of, one of the Boswell sisters, and a great, great, empathic, and wonderful singer of the 20s and 30s. Here is All Alone.
Just like a melody that lingers on, you seem to haunt me night and day. I never realized till you had gone how much I cared about you. I can't live without you. All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, watching a link. I'm all alone every evening. All alone, feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are, and if you are all alone too.
Porter, another essential composer, lyricist of the 20th century, he often lived alone in an apartment or with his wife Linda, but that apartment was pretty special. I think it was the 38th floor of the Waldorf Astoria. It was one of these great eagle's nests, or airy, I think that's the word you use, A-E-R-I-E, where he could look down on Manhattan. And no song better represented that than his Down in the Depths, a great number sung, recorded by Ethel Merman. Here it's sung by Johnny Hartman in a wonderful rendition. And being a fella, he changes some of the lyrics, but they're all pretty swell. So here he is in his regal eagle's nest.
Manhattan, I'm up a tree. The one I've most adored is bored with me. Manhattan, I'm awfully nice. Nice people dine with me, and sometimes twice. Yet the only one in the world that I'm mad about talks of somebody else and walks out with a million neon rainbows burning below me and a million noisy taxis raising a roar. Here I stand above the town, drinking champagne with a frown, down in the depths on the 90th floor. And the crowds in all the nightclubs punish the party, and the couples at the bar, they clamor for more. I'm deserted and depressed in my regal eagle's nest, down in the depths on the 90th floor. When the only one you want wants another, what's the good of swank and cash in the bank alone? Why my janitor and his wife, they have a perfectly good sex life, and here am I facing tomorrow alone in my sorrow, down in the depths on the 90th floor.
Start getting you keen on clinches galore with me. When fate steps in on the scene and mops up the floor with me, no wonder I'm a bit under par, for you're so near and yet so far. I so often dream we might make a team, but so wild a scheme I must banish. For each time I start to open my heart, you vanish. We might find some isle where lotuses smile and our time beguile going native. But how can we go unless you are cooperating? Start getting you keen on clinches galore with me. When fate steps in on the scene and mops up the floor with me, no wonder I'm a bit under par, for you're so near and yet so far. My condition is only so-so, for whenever I feel you close, oh, you turn out to be, oh, so far.
So near and yet so far. Isn't that what we're all feeling in this age of social distancing, that we're so close to so many people, either through Zoom or telephone or emails, but yet we're still far away? That was Mary Clare Heron, one of the greatest cabaret voices of the late 20th century, singing another Cole Porter song introduced by Fred Astaire. Wonderful lyric. Well, those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis know that one of my favorite shows is On the 20th Century, and one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite shows is about a couple who also live alone, separated far from the throng, up in a skyscraper somewhere in their own private world. And hopefully, not everyone is distanced from their partners or their loved ones, and you're sharing a very private space. Here is a wonderful song recorded only a couple of times that I know of outside the cast album. This is Sally Mays, who turned in a terrific version of Our Private World.
Our private world is like a play about a pair of lovers. The plot says only we may enter, and only we may share the light of love, stage center. Opposite you, safe on our planet made only for two. Night after night, day after day, living a private two-character play. Here in our private two-character play.
Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz are two of my favorite songwriters. We don't know their songs quite as well as some of their colleagues like the Gershwins or Rodgers and Hart from the same period, late 20s, early 1930s, because their shows didn't hang on too much. But here is from a show called Between the Devil, and it is a wonderful song that Fred Astaire sung in The Bandwagon. And here is Mel Torme to sing the anthem of social isolation.
The party's over, the game is ended, the dreams I dreamed went up in smoke. They didn't pan out as intended. I should know how to take a joke. I go my way by myself, like walking under a cloud. I'll go my way by myself, all alone in a crowd. I'll try to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself, like a bird on the wing. I'll face the unknown, I'll build a world all my own. No one knows better than I myself, I'm by myself alone. Don't fence me in, or you'll force me to say I'm fancy free, and I like it that way. I'll go my way by myself, this is the end of romance. I'll go my way by myself, love is only a dance. I'll try to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself, like a bird on the wing. I'll face the unknown, I'll build a world on my own. No one knows better than I myself, I'm by myself, all by myself. And I will face the great unknown and build a world that's all my own. No one knows better than I myself, I'm by myself
alone, together, beyond the crowd, above the world. We're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Alone, together, the blinding rain, the starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together. And what is there to fear? Together, our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be. And we can weather the great unknown if we're alone together.
Another beautiful Schwartz-Dietz song. This is from Flying Colors, you know, a show that, who knew about pilots, silliness, around the age of the Depression. But Peggy Lee sings Alone Together in such a beautiful way. What a great song. This is Larry Mazelon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, emanating today from my guest room through some primitive technology, but I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you're able to listen to our shows. We have, remember, if you've nothing better to do, we have 380-odd shows, BroadwayToMainStreet.com. You can go and check them out. You can have almost 9 years of programming. I'm always impressed by how the Broadway musical manages to sum up essences of its time. Of course, we don't have the great social distance song yet. I'm sure we will have a great social distance musical when we can all go back to the Broadway stage and those houses and congregate together. But in the meantime, here's an odd phenomenon I've always been curious about. I've never been able to put it together on the radio yet. Between 1943 and 1948, there were three major songs on Broadway with the name Lonely in front of them. Lonely Room, Lonely House, and Lonely Town. And let us hear them, starting with Lonely Town, a wonderful rendition by Frank Sinatra from the musical On the Town. He was in the film of On the Town, and he only agreed to do it because he hated wearing sailor pants. So that he could sing Lonely Town. And he made the movie, and they never let him sing it. And he recorded it quite wonderfully. Here is a live version, I think in Dallas or somewhere in the Southwest, a little later in his career, beautifully orchestrated by Nelson Riddle, an outstanding rendition of Lonely Town.
New York, New York, not the one. New York, New York, or a village in Iowa. The only difference is the name. If you're alone, whether on Main Street or on Broadway, if you're alone, they are both the same. A town is a lonely town when you pass through, and there is no one, no one waiting there for you. It's such a lonely town. You wander up and down, the crowds rush by, a million faces pass before your eyes. Still, it's a lonely, unless there's love. A love that's burning like a harbor light. You are lost in the night. Unless there's love, the world's an empty place. And every town is a lonely town, lonely town, lonely town.
Yeah.
wonderful June Christie with a sadly not as well known as it should be ballad from Street Scene, music by Kurt Vile, lyrics by that great African-American poet Langston Hughes, Lonely House. What a beautiful rendition. Well, in your lonely house, you might have a lonely room or two. Certainly if you live in a smokehouse in the Oklahoma Territory around 1900, this is this great, aria of alienation and loneliness from Oklahoma. It's a song that didn't make it into the original cast recording, and it wasn't until about 18 months afterwards in 1945 that Alfred Drake, who played Curly, but Howard Da Silva, who originated the role, was in Hollywood. You don't need to know. Here is Alfred Drake singing Lonely Room from Oklahoma.
The floor creaks, the door squeaks, there's a field mouse a-nibbling on a broom, and I sit by myself like a cobweb on a shelf, by myself in a lonely room. Slants down a beam crossed my bed. Then the shadow of a tree starts a dancing on the wall, and a dream starts a dancing in my head. And all the things that I wish for turn out like I want them to be. And I'm better than that smart Alec Cowhand, who thinks he is better than me. And the girl that I want ain't afraid of my arms, and her own soft arms keep me warm. And a long yellow hair falls across my face, just like the rain in a storm. The floor creaks, the door squeaks, and the mouse starts a-nibbling on the broom, and the sun flicks my eyes, it was all a pack of lies, I'm awake in a lonely room. Gonna dream about her arms no more. I ain't gonna leave her alone. Going outside, get myself a bride. Get me a woman to call my own.
The world. an heiress who has always had her silk made by her own flock of silkworms in Japan. I'm a girl, men go mad for, love's a game I can play with a cool and confident kind of air. Just as long stay in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair. I can be whatever I want to be. I'm a slave from Calcutta, I'm a queen in Peru, I'm a mermaid dancing upon the sea, I'm a huntress on an African safari. It's a dangerous type of sport, and yet it's fun. In the night I sally forth to seek my quarry, jungle all alone and unarmed. When I meet a lioness in her lair, then I'm glad to be back in my own little corner.
And who to cheer us up better in our world of social distance, singing songs of social distance, than Julie Andrews? Of course, that was from the 1957 television show Cinderella. I think that rendition is filmed, was recorded maybe prior to the broadcast, which is why it sounds so pristine and lovely. And of course, we're all now, I guess, in our own little corners, dreaming of all the lands and places that we will go to and all the things we will become in the future. I'm sure of it. Well, I don't want to be flip about this world of social distancing. I know it's stressful and difficult for many, but let's turn it over to Mel Brooks to let us have a kind of broad smile at our predicament. This is from Young Frankenstein, the follow-up to The Producers, which I really like. Maybe it'll get a slightly less overbearing production and we can enjoy its score, which I think is quite boppy. And here is Megan Mullally to remind us, like we should remind each other, that please don't touch me.
Dream all you want, my darling, of every lustful situation. Those naughty thoughts are fine with me, as long as they stay locked away in your imagination. You can hug me till I scream, if it's only in a dream. But please, don't touch me. You can feel me till I squeal, just as long as it's not real. But please, don't touch me. You can stick me, you can lick me, you can pinch me till I'm blue. You can bite me and delight me till I'm blind. You can savage me and ravage me, I care not what you do. If the lovely filthy things you do are only in your mind, you can spank me till I'm red, if it's only in your head. But please don't touch me. You can have me, don't you see, if it's just a fantasy. But please don't touch me. Freddy, darling, I know that you're a virgin.
Yes, for me, science has always come first.
And as every guy in New York knows, I come first, too. After our
it must be Please Don't Touch Me, the new dance craze that's sweeping Catholic girls' schools all over the Midwest.
Oh, what fun! Let's try it!
Winding up in our program this afternoon, Sing Me a Song of Social Distance. We've gone from the ridiculous, now we'll go to the sublime. Here is a song that it's not from a Broadway musical, but it's produced and sung by a guy who's really fascinating. His name is Jacob Collier. He's a British sort of musical savant. He does all this stuff, harmonizes and double tracks and all that kind of stuff I don't even understand in his own room. He's become quite the phenomenon. And the reason I'm playing him is A, the song he sings is very germane, but B, this guy I respect a lot told me to check this Jacob Collier guy out. And when he says to do something, you do it. Who is it? Well, we'll find out after we hear Jacob Collier's In My Room, beautifully done, I think.
Thank you. scheming, lie awake and pray. I'll do my crying and I'll do my sighing. Love fight yesterday. Now it's dark and I'm alone, but I won't be afraid. In my room, in my room, yeah. In my room, in my room, in my room.
In My Room, made famous by the Beach Boys. That was Jacob Collier. And if you've hung on this long, you may be wondering, well, who told Larry all about this Jacob Collier guy? He's nothing to do with Broadway. Well, the person who told me was Brian Stokes Mitchell. And a couple of weeks ago, feels like forever now, but he was live in our studio. We had a great hour with him. And what a great guy he is, because music is in his blood. When he starts talking about songs and singing and composing and arranging, he just lights up like a Christmas tree. And he told me to check out this Jacob Collier. And Brian Stokes Mitchell, in addition to being one of the leading lights, probably the greatest leading man of his generation, you've probably read, had tested positive for the coronavirus, overcame it, and has been singing from outside his apartment window in his room, Broadway in the Upper West Side, I think probably upper 70s or 80s, and he's been singing The Impossible Dream every night and changing the lyrics a little bit to recognize healthcare workers and first responders and everyone who is following their quest. And I can't think of a better, more uplifting way to end this broadcast about social distancing than playing, not from his window because I ain't there, but from an album he recorded of that great song from Man of La Mancha. And of course, we thank all of you in your quest to stay safe and to stay sane. And as I said last week, as long as I have breath and an iPhone, you will get a live edition of Broadway to Main Street for as long as it lasts. But let's give the final word to Brian Stokes Mitchell.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable stars. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing.